We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Zach Jackson from The Athletic. And Zach, I just want you to know, if you weren't listening earlier today, or you're probably 10 summer shandies deep already, there are the Lakes of Portage. Ken Carman, when asked in our BSBs Awards,
don't ask him this. Why,
who the top
doing?
Coach in Cleveland is, and he said Hugh Jackson, and his defense was, well, they tried at the end of the year. That was his full defense.
Really, if you look at it, the Browns are 1-1 in their last two games. So, I could support that.
Senior
Bowl, woo! Sir.
Yeah, they get the Senior Bowl win, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, they did. And I saw, like, at least two touchdowns over seven OTA practices. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm with Ken.
See, that's all.
They're better.
Fine. He took your side.
It's two more touchdowns than what we saw during most of the regular season last year.
True.
No rebuttal. True. You hear that? No rebuttal. The Browns are
touchdown.
Back.
That's what it's all about.
Back, baby.
Zach, we welcome you in as we're talking a little bit about Sam Darnold, and he's telling people not to tank for him already. He didn't mention the Browns by name, but you knew he meant the Browns. Is it silly to be thinking about Sam Darnold? He's only played really 10 games, and there's no guarantee he even decides to leave for the NFL. There's some whispers he might try to stick around for another year.
Well, first, I think that's directed at the Jets, because the Jets appear to be doing what 2016 Browns did, and just because it's bigger market, more attention, that's how it's going to go. And whatever leaked from Sam Darnold's people, and whoever those people are, at the Manning Passing Academy or at the opening or wherever else he's been, is not a terrible strategy, because even though it's impossible sometimes with these kids, it's not a bad idea to tap the brakes. And Sam Darnold is 20. He's started 10 college games. And if he wants to play three more college seasons, he can. Now, if he'll be a top three pick, he'll play one more college season. But it's not a bad idea to try to slow this down and say, hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. But the fact is, I think their second and third games are both primetime national games against Stanford and Texas. And if Sam Darnold lights it up, which he's capable of doing, then everybody's going to crown him the number one pick there. And, yes, the state of the Browns is that I wrote about Sam Darnold this week in Cleveland, and we're on the radio in Cleveland on July 13th or whatever day it is, talking about a potential quarterback next year. So that's just – it's kind of how the game is played. And, you know, Darnold and the kid Josh Allen from Wyoming, and potentially Rosen from UCLA, and whoever else it could be. It's just the quarterback world we live in, and we're not going to have 32 of them. So if they're good and they could be next, then a discussion's going to be about them. It's just how it goes.
Well, you know, I would like a relationship like Kevin Durant and Kevin Durant's mom. You know, I would like a relationship like that with Mitch Trubisky. I'm never going to get it, but you know, I love him dearly. I still thought that he would need another year, a really good seasoning in college, to really be a ready now quarterback, or as close to it as possible. But I knew that the market was going to allow that, because what if he came back this year, Zach, we'd always be looking for what's wrong. Is there ever a way to put the toothpaste back in the bottle where we don't do that? Because to me, Sam Darnold's is already good as gone after this year, because if you go another year, and I think we're already doing this to this degree already, is that we are already starting to look for some of the things that are wrong instead of seeing all the upside that you can work with.
No, I think that's symptom, Ken, and I think that's unavoidable in a way. But, I mean, the guys are going to come out when they're going to be top five picks, because you're going to get that money. You know, you're going to get that. And really, it's less about what they do in college. You know, they show the tools they have in college, and it's more about getting them there and then creating that environment with the head coach, the quarterback coach, the stability of the organization, the receiving core, all of those things. So, you know, no, the discussion is always going to be, we got to get these guys in here. It's a fast track world, and people need quarterbacks, and that's how it's going to go. So there's going to be no turning back from that. But I just think that's how it's going to go. And I think Sam Darnold will be and should be evaluated closely, just like all these guys. and then we'll see how it goes. I mean, based on that Rose Bowl, I understand the hype. But at the same time, you just got to be careful because every year at this time, right, it's like, oh, well, there's a great college quarterback class coming. I mean, Daniel Jeremiah, whose scouting opinion I respect as much as anyone, said after that Sunday night Labor Day weekend game last year that he thought DeShone Kizer would beat out Garrett as the number one pick in the draft. And then obviously Notre Dame's season went south from there. So snap judgments are a part of it. We just have to be careful with them.
Zach Jackson from The Athletic joining us, covers the Browns. Just curious about this talent level for the Browns. We've gotten a discussion before about where they are, how much better they are last year talent-wise. I know they essentially got younger, which is hard to believe, from a 1-15 team. Obviously bolstered the offensive line, but do you see this team as being that much more talented than a year ago?
I do. Now, the bar being awfully low is a part of that. But you spend $180 million in guarantees, and some of it was your own guys. You should be better. You have three first-round draft picks, and then what you hope is natural progress from at least a good number of the kids you drafted in 2016. I think 13 of the 14 are still on the team. Yeah, so there's a lot better. I've been looking at this and thinking about this a lot over the last couple of weeks as I've been just kind of getting ready for the season and writing some off-season stuff for The Athletic. And, you know, this team, I think, and everything is going to be measured in the second half. Do they compete? Have they grown? Are foundational guys establishing themselves? So that's a long way away, but, you know, just not just our business, but if you have any investment in this team, you want to see them right now. You know, there's a quarterback competition going on. There's rookies that people are going to get to come to training camp and see for the first time, including the number one pick, a guy who has all the star qualities. You know, the third first-round pick has all the star qualities and Travis Kelce comparisons, and he just turned 21 2 days ago. So I think there's a lot more to like about this Browns team, but I think they're a long way away, both in, you know, actually contending, which is why I'm writing this week about what they might look like in 2 years, and in just in what we really know about this particular team, just because there's so many new pieces, and it's hard to really, you know, you do need time, as cliche as it is, and it's hard to really know until we see them out there, you know, how much better guys are going to be. I mean, I thought the rookie class, with the exception of Ogba, stunk last year, but you look at the circumstances and just how hard it is for a rookie in this league, even when you're on a good team, and, you know, I'm willing to give him a pass until we see differently.
Zach Jackson joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. What's going on with Jabril Peppers contract?
You know, I think the guaranteed money thing makes sense, Ken. I think Jabril needs to be in camp when the rookies report in 7 days, 10 days, whatever it is, and I think the Browns need him there, and I think they will. So, you know, he's just in the spot where Gerrion Conley is the pick ahead of him, and this is done on slotting and has not signed, and, you know, that's going to be tricky because of the charge that's still out there. Mm-hmm. And there's just a wide disparity in the numbers. So this kind of makes sense. And Jabril should get every guaranteed dollar that he can. But I think both sides, as it gets a little closer, will realize to get it done. And I don't have Sashi Brown's travel itinerary, but I just know in general NFL schedule, guys don't start trickling back in the office until maybe now, maybe Monday, things like that. So I'm sure that they've talked throughout the process because they got 9 other rookie contracts done dating all the way back to May. So, I don't think it's worth panicking over. I just think it kind of stands out because it's not done. But, you know, there are 7 or 8 other players league-wide that aren't done.
But,
did
Joey Bosa kind of take a flamethrower, though, to that notion that you have to be there, you have to be at everything, or do you have to be, like, a generational talent to be able to get away with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Joey Bosa can get away with a lot of things. That's an interesting question that you raised there. I still think, all things being equal, that Joey Bosa and the Chargers would have benefited from having him there. Yes, he came in, but then he got hurt right away, Anthony, and missed another game. You know, I just think it's valuable snaps for guys. It's completely customary to see what we saw in the spring, and that's Garrett and Peppers playing with the number 3 defense. It's just what you do with rookies, even the super gifted ones. It's, you know, there's a lot to learn, and they need the snaps. They need to kind of go through all of that stuff. So, I don't think Bosa's thing was based on some specific language and a specific, you know, hold up point that they went through for months and months and months, And I just think that the numbers right there aren't there for Peppers to take a certain number that he doesn't have to. I don't think it's a huge deal.
I only got about 90 seconds left. Are you excited about Greg Williams as everybody else seems to be?
Well, you know, from the standpoint of watching practice every day in training camp and listening to him, yeah. I mean, we're not allowed to write or repeat some of the things we hear on the practice field, but my gosh, I was entertained by him. And, you know, yeah, I mean, this team, despite saying we're not firing anybody, half the coaching staff is new. It's a new scheme. And I think he's got some pretty good toys to play with in Agba and Garrett, you know, eventually / potentially Jamie Collins. Yeah, I mean, no, do I think that he's a headline attraction and that can, you know, really fix this defense like he maybe comes off that he can by himself? No, but I think with better players, you know, certainly you gotta be different than you've been in the past. I was never much of a Ray Horton fan. I know what little he had to work with last year. So we'll see.
Zach, I hate you sincerely, but I love it when you come on. We thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Zach Jackson joining us from The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Akron Jackson and also on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.